The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Friday, March the 21st. Good to have you with us today. I've got an old friend with me.
A vintage friend.
I like that. Anna Drake. And Anna and I used to work together years ago out at KOMU. I hadn't seen you for years since we were both left there. We're in a restaurant about 2 months or so ago, and I heard this laughter that only could belong to you.
<You're> so
I told James that's got to be Anna over there.
Yes.
So Anna Drake, Heart of Missouri CASA. You're now working for CASA.
I am working for CASA.
Explain to our listeners and viewers what CASA is.
CASA is an acronym that stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates. And basically, our volunteers provide a voice for abused and neglected children in court.
Yeah. This is something that really is very emotional. And you are a very emotional person.
I am.
You're doing this because your heart was calling you to CASA, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm blessedly, we have a staff who are very good and do more of the direct hands-on volunteer screening and training and recruitment. My talents personally are more in administration and fundraising and public awareness. So we all can work to our individual strengths.
So you're looking, you're always looking for people to volunteer for CASA.
We are.
Make the pitch now. What can people do to help out if they want to help young people?
The number one thing that we're looking for are actual court-appointed special advocates, the people who go into court and advocate for children. There are 483 abuse and neglect cases in our judicial circuit
483?
Alone. Yes. Yes, and we're currently serving just over 100 of those children, which is fantastic. But, of course, that's the level of need that we have for more advocates.
So you need over 300 people.
We need over 300 people to volunteer. But we do, I need to be honest, we ask a tremendous amount from our volunteers because of, like you said, the emotional side of this. We do put our volunteers through a very rigorous 30-hour training before they begin in before they're sworn in as officers of the court, and we ask them to make a commitment of 8 to 10 hours a month. But if you ask any of our volunteers, they will all tell you they get far more out of it than they put into it.
What do they have to do to become a volunteer?
Let us know that they're interested, and we would be happy to talk to them. Because even if being a court-appointed advocate isn't for you, there are other ways to help.
As a court-appointed advocate, what do you do?
You go in court and provide a voice for the children. Our system is full of very caring judges and guardian ad litems and children's divisions workers, but they are very overburdened. For example, a guardian ad litem can have up to 75 cases at once. Someone like you is probably already aware, but maybe not your listeners. Anyway, our advocates have just one case, and our judicial circuit judges rely on CASA advocates to know that advocate has been in the home, that advocate has been to child school, that advocate speaks for the child, so they can rely that they're getting information directly from the child.
So instead of the child being in court,
which they can't,
the advocate is there being the voice of the child.
Exactly.
Where do people go? How do they get in touch with you? Online or by calling?
Either way, our website is www.heartofmissouricasa.org. Our phone number is 573-442-4670.
And are there any age restrictions on...
You must be over 18, and we have a very rigorous background screening process, as I'm sure you can imagine, but we would be happy to talk to people.
All right. Give the phone number one more time.
573-442-4670. 4670.
Anna Drake, thank you so much
thank
for coming
you, Paul.
By Heart of Missouri, Casa, and it's good seeing you once
you
again.
You too.
Okay, now we turn to Ashley Rizzo, MU Healthcare. Good to have you here, Ashley.
Thank you.
And March is National Nutrition Month. We know that because we've been talking about it, and we know how important it is to eat right, exercise right, get the rest that we need. It all goes into a healthy lifestyle, right?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay.
And
what do you want to get across about National Nutrition Month?
Well, this year's theme is so great. It's enjoy the taste of eating right. And I think that's important to bring up because it's often overlooked.
Enjoy the taste of eating right. So how do we enjoy the taste of eating right?
Well, the first question is, what is eating right? So I brought a little prop today to talk to you about it. And I don't know, many people haven't seen the healthy eating plate
so,
yet.
So the healthy eating plate has kind of replaced the food pyramid, hasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it has.
So we'll paint a picture. If you want to see this, go to KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends, and you can see how it's divided up. But it looks like vegetables and grains have a bigger portion on that plate, right?
You're right, they do. So the vegetables and fruits really take up a whole half of the plate.
Okay.
Quarter of the plate approximately is the grains and a quarter of the plate protein.
So what you're saying is when you have a meal, at least half of it should be fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
And then a quarter protein and a quarter grain. Now, when we talk about a portion of fruit and vegetable, many of us have portions that are much larger than what the Dietetic Association recommends, right?
Right.
What is a portion of vegetable? A cup or half a cup?
Well, it kind of depends. A half a cup of cooked vegetables or a cup of fresh raw vegetables. However, that's what I like about the plate, is you don't necessarily have to do as much measuring because if you're using the plate as your template and you keep in mind half that plate, fruits and vegetables, there's no measuring required.
Okay. And if you get more fruits and vegetables than a half a plate, that's okay too.
That's okay too.
I think in the morning I get probably a whole plate of fruits and vegetables.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. So that you can carry that through if you don't eat as much of it throughout the rest of the day, right?
Sure.
It all counts. So at least half of your diet should, the way you look at it, half of the diet should be fruits and vegetables, a quarter grained and a quarter lean protein.
Yes.
All right. If people want more information, what do they do?
If people want more information, they can go to the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics website or MU Healthcare's website as well.
Okay, and you'll have it all there. Ashley, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you. Pleasure
seeing you again. Okay, our Monday, we're going to talk about the Boone Foster Parent Support Program. Our program is directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our flow director is Connor Hickox. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If there is something you would like to hear or see, please drop me an email, pepperpmissouri.edu. I would love to hear from you. If you want to hear this program again or watch it, go to kbia.org. Sign up for a free vodcast or podcast.